Well, the weather in the last week or so has gotten consistently better. We saw a little bit of warmth and then some cold conditions, even a little bit of snow mixed in a while back. And we've seen some more consistently warm weather, including some decent overnight temperatures as well. And that favorable weather here in the recent forecast has farm equipment and motorists all back out on Iowa's roadways. And of course, this time of the year, when you get that combination, need to have some patience and take caution out there as well. Talk a little bit about road safety as we share the road with farm equipment here this time of the year. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has provided some information for us to share as things that we probably know, but things we should remember this time of the year. Stephen Freeman, who's a professor in agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State, said that every year there are thousands of collisions between motor vehicles and farm machinery out on the rural roads. And for that reason, it's important to make sure that we take care to watch for the things that are out there and be prepared for things that we may find, whether it's passing a farm vehicle or perhaps one of those farm vehicles attempting to make a wide left turn. We're all sharing the rural roads, and we need to be prepared for those types of situations that'll inevitably come up. So Freeman does provide some tips for both motorists in the rural areas and for farmers. It just takes a combined effort to keep our roadways safe. He has a little bit of advice for everyone. Just to remember that we do share the roadway with others and always drive defensively. Make sure all vehicles and equipment are properly marked and the operator intentions are clearly communicated. That way we can make the roadways safer this time of the year. Motorists do need to remember that farm equipment is usually slow moving, especially when it's marked with a slow moving vehicle sign. And farmers who veer to the right of a roadway may actually be preparing to make a left-hand turn. So farmers and motorists need to try to make eye contact when turning or preparing to pass. And both should be cautious about assuming anything out on the roadways. So for those of us who drive here in the rural areas, he suggests just be prepared for those farm vehicles. Farm vehicles travel significantly slower than automobiles, and you may only have just a few seconds to react and to slow down before overtaking a farm vehicle. So be prepared to slow down and to follow. You may not have room to pass. Also, slow down and keep your distance. Don't assume that the farmer can just pull over and let you pass. The shoulder conditions could make it unsafe for the farmer to pull heavy equipment to the side of the road. And even the sides of the roads, those shoulders that look like they might be decent enough size for those vehicles to pull over, remember the damage that sometimes can be done to those road shoulders after a tough winter like we had this year too. So they may not always be stable enough to handle those larger vehicles. Also, be sure of the farmer's intentions before you do try to pass. Don't just assume that a farm vehicle is turning right or pulling over to let you pass if they kind of pull off toward the right side of the road, because a farmer may have to swing right in order to make a left-hand turn. You want to wait until you know exactly what the farmer is planning to do. And, of course, be aware of your situation out there, too. Watch for some of those rural farm entrances. They may not necessarily be marked, but look for breaks in the fences and those types of things so that you can be prepared for what may happen next. Also, be patient and enjoy the scenery if you find yourself following a farm vehicle. Even if you have to follow a farm vehicle for a couple of miles, it's only going to take a few minutes of your time. And we do live in some beautiful country out there, so enjoy what you may not normally see at high speeds. Also, be especially alert in the evenings. Farmers are returning from the fields, and dusk makes farm vehicles more difficult to see. Now, as for the farmers, some tips for the farmers from the Extension Service. They suggest that, number one, you only allow licensed or appropriately trained operators to take farm machinery onto the road. Youth who are able to operate machinery in the field may not be able to deal safely with traffic and other road hazards. Also, make sure farm machinery is equipped with the lighting and marking safety devices recommended by the American Society of Agricultural Engineers and required by state and local laws. Be sure to remind all operators to use the appropriate hazard lights and turn signals when traveling on the roads. And another point there, too, is to make sure that they are clean and visible. Sometimes working out in the fields or on those dusty gravel roads or in the muddy sections, that can cause some issues with some of those slow-moving vehicle signs and even some of those lights in the back. Make sure that they are clean and they are visible to motorists. Also, you want to minimize the total vehicle width and secure equipment in the transport position before you enter out onto the roadways. Watch for approaching traffic and vehicles that are trying to pass, and if possible, pull over and let traffic pass safely, but also be alert for some of those roadside hazards as well. Also, obeying all the traffic laws and signs is always a bit of common sense there. Signal your intentions to motorists and avoid sudden or unexpected maneuvers. Lights should be operable, those signals, lights, but if they're not, you also want to be able to make sure that you use those hand signals too, so folks have a pretty good feel for what's happening. And then exercise additional care when entering roadways, approaching any unsigned or blind intersections, crossing those narrow bridges, or going around sharp corners, or going over hills. Those are all trouble spots, and motorists need to watch for those situations as well. If you see a large piece of equipment that's just entering some bridges, some of those are just too wide for two vehicles to pass on those narrow bridges. Obviously, there's no shoulder to get over on a bridge. So be aware of that if you're approaching a farm vehicle that's coming toward you in the other direction, and make sure that you give them proper space, not just on the bridge, but after they exit that bridge area as well, to be able to get off of there. Also, those sharp corners obviously are going to be a little bit slower going, and going over hills is especially an interesting proposition. Now, sometimes on those rural roads, you can see a little bit of dust coming up in the air from, you can see the vehicles coming from the other direction, but sometimes those meetings at the top of the roadways, especially on those gravel roads where folks always seem to tend to drive toward the middle on those gravel roads, can be a little bit scary. So watch out for those types of situations as well, especially with those slow-moving vehicles. They can pop up on the road very quickly. Planters and all kinds of different pieces of equipment these days tend to be quite large. So you want to watch for all those situations that could come up as well. And again, make sure that you do slow down and be patient and be aware of all of those possibilities out there. Also, make sure that the conditions are important, too. If it happens to be, as we mentioned, at dusk or the early morning hours, typical times when it might be a little tougher to see those pieces of equipment. Also, if judge the speed of those pieces of equipment. And also, if we have, anything but sunshine out there, if you have those days where it might be rainy, that could change the conditions out there enough that it's going to make things a little different. So those shoulders might be a little softer if we're in rainy conditions, if they're moving equipment from one place to another. So be aware of all of those circumstances before you encounter those, and then we can all get home safely. And Iowa State University and Extension does have some publications regarding these types of issues, including one called Safely Sharing the Road with Farm Vehicles. If you'd like to find more tips, they have plenty of those online for you as well. So stay safe, and let's have a great planting season, as the weather has turned now to a point where we're seeing lots of activity out there in the field and on the roadways here in the Nishna Valley.